Professor Perron, I'd like to delve into hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in a little bit more detail in a second. But before we get there, something that you said in that in your latest comment there just raises a question. Is there currently a pandemic? From what you said, it suggests there isn't. Was there ever a pandemic? But as well as that, with respect to the variants, the media, the mainstream media, and the politicians are pushing the normal Sunday morning politics programs this morning. They were pushing once again very strongly that the Delta variant and the subsequent variants which are coming along are going to be extremely have an extremely negative impact on anybody who is unvaccinated at the moment. They're saying that the vaccinated in this winter, in this coming winter, are going to be fine generally, but the unvaccinated are going to have a very hard time. So, is there a pandemic? Was there ever a pandemic? But as well as that, should the unvaccinated be afraid of the current variants that are out there and the coming variants?
Exactly the reverse. Vaccinated people are at risk for the new variants and transmit it. It's proven now in different countries. So vaccinated people should be put in quarantine and should be isolated from the society. And unvaccinated people are not dangerous. Vaccinated people are dangerous for others. It's proven in Israel now, as I'm in contact with many physicians in Israel. They have big problems. Now, severe cases in hospitals are among vaccinated people. And in UK also, you had a larger vaccination program, and also there are problems.